Hello and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a daily podcast about everything Elon Musk, from SpaceX to Tesla to boring, flamethrowers, memes, anything Elon Musk. So if you're a Tesla owner, you're in for a really cool update. Elon Musk tweeted, customized horn and movement sounds, coconuts being one, of course, coming to Teslas soon. He said that on September 6th of this year. So if you haven't heard about it, you know, this is pretty cool. This is pretty goofy. And of course, Elon Musk is a goofball and he wants funny things to happen. Like instead of sending a big block of cement, he sent a Tesla into space because basically the block of cement would have been a test. So instead he's like, what kind of is about the same size as the block of cement? What's kind of the same weight? Oh, my car. So let's send a Tesla to space. And this is pretty cool. It's goofy. You know, it's a funny thing to do. And the coconut sound, it's a direct reference to Monty Python and the Holy Grail, one of Elon Musk's favorite movies. And in this film, King Arthur, who's the main character, he searches for the Holy Grail. And during the introduction of King Arthur, you could see him galloping in on an imaginary horse. And the sound of the hoofs, it's two coconut shells smacking together. It's a really funny movie. If you haven't seen it, I mean, you're doing yourself a disservice. This movie is classic. And this is one of the scenes that apparently Elon Musk finds very funny. So, of course, how hard could it be to program in this sound? Probably not that hard at all. So October 6th, customized horn and movement sounds, coconuts being one, of course, says Elon Musk. And then he also said farts and goat sounds too. Also, of course. So the fart sound could be a horn, of course. And the goat sound, the baa of a goat, is also the horn sound. Is that legal? I'm just throwing this out there. Is that legal? I don't know if you have to have a standardized kind of horn sound in order for it to be legal, but I guess this is one of those things that Elon Musk has looked up and Tesla has looked up. So Tesla's decision to make the noisemaker came in response to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration's Pedestrian Enhancement Safety Act of 2010. That was a huge one. The NHTSA Pedestrian Enhancement Safety Act. They passed the act in October of 2009. And the report concluded that blind pedestrians were subjected to additional risks when in the vicinity of electric vehicles due to the lack of noise. And we all know electric vehicles are very quiet. You can barely hear the rubber on the road. You know, there's no combustion engine that's vroom vrooming these vehicles down the street. So you have to make some noise, right? And especially at low speeds, you can't hear anything. There's no transmissions from the engine. There's no tailpipes that emit sound. And this is Tesla's answer to that. All cars operating with strictly batteries will have to contain a noisemaker by September 1st of 2020. And because these vehicles don't make very little noise between 0 and 19 miles per hour, they need this. So Elon Musk thought it was funny to to make the coconut sounds and the fart sounds and the goat sounds. So if you have a Tesla, this is something you can really look forward to. You can also customize your own sounds. Apparently, that's one of those things going forward. They're going to, of course, have a whole batch of sounds to choose from in the beginning. So you don't have to make your own sounds or upload your own stuff right away. So you will have some default sounds when this takes place in September 1st of 2020. So you have about a year to get ready for this. So choose your sounds wisely, my friends, because your car could be the funniest car ever. Now, I want to say thank you to NordVPN for sponsoring the show. You can go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod where you can get 70% off your NordVPN subscription. NordVPN is basically a tunnel for your information. It encrypts your information from your device to wherever it's going. So bad actors, you know, bad people can't get into your information. They can't unencrypt your information. It blocks them out. So go to NordVPN.com, NordVPN.com/spacenewspod and check it out. It's pretty cool. I use it on my phone. I use it on my computer. Every device I have, I use it. So thank you so much, Nord, for sponsoring the show. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Elon Musk pod. My name is Will Walden. I will see you soon.